This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com and DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out. See what I've done for others. See what we can do for you at DrawYouAPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use the code PODNAME121 to get your next domain for $749 or save 10% on other services with code BLUE121. That's BLU121.
This is Dofnak, formerly known as Dofin, and you're listening to Nobody's Listening.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is episode... It's Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 113, brought to you the week of July 7th. I am your host. My name is James. Welcome. Welcome to the show. And we're very glad that you join us. Very glad that it is the Tuesday after Independence Day. So I hope you had a great 4th of July, got lots of food, and didn't blow off any of your fingers. Let me introduce you to some co-hosts real quick. Without any further ado, from America's Hat, it's Trevor. How you doing, Trevor?
Wow, the suspense was killing me there.
I know.
From America's Hat, it's John. Oh, no.
Yeah. Broke ya.
Same old Trevor.
I'm doing good.
Good. Thanks for coming back to the show. It's been a while. How you been?
Did you have a good July 4th?
I did. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yes.
I can't even tell you about it. That's how awesome it was.
There was just so much that happened.
Yeah.
Man, that's cool.
I've missed you the entire time between the last show and this one. It's been...
Aww.
I mean, you particularly. And then from deep within Canada's pants, John Steinklauber. How you doing, John? Welcome back.
Hey, I'm doing good. And speaking of being in Canada's pants... I haven't lit off any. I didn't light off any fireworks.
Oh, good.
And neither did Canada.
Good.
I can tell.
Good.
What does that have to do with it? I don't know.
I don't know. But how was your Independence Day, John?
It was very independent. You know, I didn't blow any fingers off.
Good.
Or eat too much food.
Good. Yeah, I enjoyed celebrating our independence
from
Britain. Don't you think it's time to move on?
I say, old boy, don't you want to join the motherland again?
Well, you know, there's something to be said to be tied by arbitrary bounds that mean nothing to a country that's far, far away. I mean, you know, it's cool.
Look, don't try to brainwash us. We know about the stuff that they push in your schools. Okay?
Yes, of course.
We're free.
It's free.
Yeah, we got democracy, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what that means. We got capitalism, too, at least for the next few years. So,
yeah, we got a queen.
God save the queen.
We have queen, too, but it's on CD, baby.
That's right. Freddie Mercury.
That's where we want our queens. And in San Francisco. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we always start with an opening story. My best friend has a 5-year-old daughter named Savannah who loves her Magna Doodle.
What'd she name it? Magna.
I love it. It's like naming a dachshund Doxy. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm naming my doll Dolly. Sorry, Dolly Parton. Sorry. just your mom had no creativity. She had just gotten a new one, and she asked me to give her suggestions on what to draw. I told her to draw a house, a flower, a puppy, etc. And she's actually a pretty good artist for a 5-year-old. So I asked her to draw Jesus. Curious as to what her artistic kindergarten interpretation of the Lord might be, she scribbled away. Then she showed me her drawing. It was 2 squares with some holes in them. Completely confused, I asked her what she drew. She looked at me like I was crazy and said, "Duh, you said to draw cheeses." She had drawn 2 pieces of cheese, and I couldn't stop laughing. Thank you for all the great stories that you share from another nerd married to a geek, Leah. So
that's awesome. Oh, my soul of cheeses.
That's like my joke that Trevor made fun of about the Christian mice going up to the other mice and saying, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
Never heard that one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is that a cartoon?
No, it's just it was a comic. Yeah, it was a comic I saw online. It was great.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Do you believe in Jesus?
We'd like to. Yeah, they're going to ask Jesus into my heart. So it's good stuff.
But not too much.
Yeah.
My head hurts. Just
block your arteries.
Jesus isn't good for you. You need to keep Jesus. Need to keep Jesus too much in the box. Jesus. Yeah. What would people think if they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? So
from Wisconsin, aren't you?
Wisconsin. Speaking of Wisconsin, this episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Learning a new technology can be daunting. That means hard, middle schoolers. But not with GoToMyPC. It's built for non-technical people so everyone can enjoy the freedom of working from anywhere, anytime. Setup is completely automatic, and once you download the software, you're ready to go. Plus, free customer service is available 24/7 if you need it. Try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Visit gotomypc.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. And thank you, GoToMyPC, for your continued support of Nobody's Listening. We love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay.
Should I welcome you? Should I say you're welcome on behalf of them?
Sure.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. They sound so personable. Go check them out right now. But yeah, if you're a person that needs to work from home, you can't do better than GoToMyPC. So check them out. Yeah, y'all. Let's see. Also, we're sponsored by Curio and Dean Piercy, our two favorite listeners. So if you want to be a favorite listener, you can sponsor a show for as little as $5. Check it out. NLcast.com, click on about and sponsor a show. You will read a message from you, and you can just bless anybody. Bless anybody, yeah. Or curse anybody.
So. And I'll draw them a picture.
Oh, really? Don't even say that, because they will hold you to it, homie.
Well, yeah. They won't want it once they get it, but if they'll sponsor the show, I'll draw a picture for them.
Okay. All right. You heard it, folks. You heard it. So there you go.
It'll be a picture of me.
You owe Creo like 700 pictures.
but we just started on episode 113, so.
Keep drawing, boy. Keep drawing.
There'll be stick figures.
Creo will be like, "Ice to Duka Mika Hoshi, baby." Oh, I don't even know what that was. But let's do this real quick, all right? All right.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth!
Okay, we can do that. Update.
It's time for weekly updates, people. And this week, my daughter, she comes up to me randomly today. And she looks right at me and she's explaining something. I'm half listening. And she says the word sparkle. And I'm like, okay, I gotta figure out what she said. So I said, what? And she says, I was up on the steps, and I was doing like this. And she's showing me she's trying to fall back. And I saw, because I saw a spider on the steps. And I had a sparkle. I sparkled. And I'm like, what in the flip? Well, I realized after she walked away, because I just kind of just didn't laugh at her, because sometimes she gets self-conscious if you laugh right at her. She meant shivered. I had a shiver. She said sparkle, and I'm like, what are you, a freaking vampire, you know? One of these new agey vampires, you know, just you sparkle in the sunlight. So, yeah, I mean, a little ripoff again of WBR show. Whenever you hear somebody shivering, just imagine that they really said sparkling. So,
Or whenever you hear the word sparkle, just imagine somebody shivering.
Are you apple cider? What's the deal, you know?
I'm shivering apple cider.
So, yeah, my daughter sees a spider, and suddenly she's a disco ball. So I thought that was hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
What you got, Trevor?
Well, I mean, so much has happened in the last week. It's really hard to
pin nail it down to just one thing.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about Canada Day?
Yeah, we only got a few updates last time. We were promised a lot of random stuff, and I'm still not up to date on my Canada history. So,
well, Canada Day was like last week. That's not even relevant anymore, really.
Canada is back to not being relevant again. Great.
Oh.
In America. Oh. Great. Jeez. So different than normal.
Let's see. Last week, I drank a pop. And enjoyed it was good.
Yay.
It was lovely. That's all that's on my desk that can pop out into my head.
Okay.
I sure hope something exciting happens between now and next week so I can talk about that.
Yeah, that would be great. No, that's okay. You're hearkening back to the days of David when he'd be like, dude, I don't have a job. I'm a loser. Nothing happened for me this week.
But then he'd make up something, wouldn't he?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes, you know, I drove up my driveway crooked, you know. So, I saw a guy with a fillet dancing.
So. No way! No way you did it!
I mean, he was breaking it down. His elbows were out. He was dropping it like it was hot. So, yeah.
Like nobody was watching it, dude. It was awesome. I wish I could imitate his voice. That would be so fun.
He's got such a unique voice, it's impossible. You have to be dropped on your head several times as a child before you can get it down just right. You have to have part of your finger cut off. Yeah. You have to have died as a child and be brought back to life by the power of Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, and just put a cube of Munster in his lips and he comes back to life. So, John, what do you have in the way of updates, my friend?
This is something that I hope has happened to everybody at least once. But I was visiting with family, as you do, you know, mm-hmm. over the holidays.
As much as necessary and as little as possible.
Yes. Well, this particular family member is an uncle of my wife. And wow. He's actually like a step uncle, I guess, because I don't know how it works.
You shouldn't even have to talk to him.
Well, and he's a super nice guy, really friendly.
He listens to the show, doesn't he?
Pretty quiet. I don't know.
That's why you're saying all that.
I'm being very careful. No, I'm not. I don't even know if he knows what podcasts are, and I think he'd be surprised anyway if he knew that I was on one, because I'm not very important. But anyways, it was time to go, and again, I see this guy maybe once every few years,
mm-hmm.
so you know, be cordial and friendly and stuff. So it's at the moment where do you shake? Or do you hug? And I got stuck right in the middle of the do you shake or hug. And it's like one arm's around the guy and then one hand is out. So it's like we're about to start dancing or something.
I've had the time of my life.
With Uncle. Never felt this way before.
Never felt this way.
It was a slow dance. I swear.
You it's and Uncle true. Piercy are swinging around like.
So you had to do the obligatory three pats on the back, you know.
Yeah, how about them bears? Yeah.
Guys,
dude, I've been in that situation where, because there's a guy at my work that hugs like a banshee, uh-huh. okay? He is a hugger, and I'm not, okay? I'm not a hugger. And so I always stick my hand out well in advance to make it very clear.
Straight arm.
And so, yeah, exactly. So what does he do? He grabs my hand. He pulls me in.
Close.
Like stinking scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Come here, you know.
Get over here.
Pulls me. And then somehow magically converts my handshake into that bro grab with the thumbs, yeah. you know. And then we cross across the chest. And then he puts the hand around my back. And I'm just his. I'm his, you know what? So, for at least 5 seconds, I am being hugged. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. And I can't stand it. But one time, we didn't quite transition from the handshake into the grasp there. I'm sure there's a name for that. But and my hand was at a very precarious angle. And it just so happened that we both have moobs. And so his and my hands were tucked neatly under one of my right moves. It was so gross.
It's gross.
Yeah, it was very here. Uncomfortable.
I need to go now.
My face does not belong that close to anybody else's armpit at all. It just doesn't. I mean, is that how we show love for each other? Is here, come get really close to my shoulder, which is hiding an armpit.
Well, you know, dogs smell each other's butts.
Thank God. Thank God they do it so we don't have to.
Maybe we're supposed to smell each other's armpits.
Maybe.
Maybe it's one of those early age things that it's in, I don't know.
We don't even smell each other's breath. Thanks God. Thank God.
I don't like.
So yeah. How you doing? Hey Bob, you know, sniff sniff, been working out now.
What'd you have for dinner?
They do that because their eyesight's bad.
So is my grandma's, but she doesn't see.
Come here, Johnny. Let grandma see ya. Ooh, you've grown. You've been eating better.
And you had broccoli for dinner, didn't you? She doesn't have a sense of smell now.
Wow.
So that was my weekly update.
Thanks for destroying a little bit more of my innocence.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no!
Okay, it's time for the LBB. This time we've got one from listener Bada Bing 15, a.k.a. Tanner. This happened a little more than a month ago. Me and my dad were at KFC, and it was around 7:30 at night, so the place was incredibly packed. Well, the guy in front of us was up. Now, let me remind you that the place was crowded. He asked for 32 pieces of chicken. Now, the guy behind the counter went to look and see if they had any left. So he comes back and says they're out of it and need to cook some more. So the guy just goes off and very angrily asks, "How do you run out of chicken?" And so the guy behind the counter very calmly said, "Well, they have chicken. They just need to cook some more." I mean, yeah, they're not going to keep 30 chickens on the old grill back there or whatever they do. The LBB says, "Fine." And then he asked for two large mashed potatoes and coleslaw. The cashier said they were completely out. Now the man's really mad, and he says to everyone who could hear it, "You know what? Screw it. We're going somewhere else." And then he calls the guy... Yeah, to the other place that serves Kentucky Fried Chicken. But anyway, so he gets really mad and he says to everyone who could hear it, "Yeah, but I already read that." And then he yells at the guy behind the counter and calls him an a-hole.
What?
And then he walks out. First of all, in my dad's opinion, he should have called first. And second, I don't think it was the cashier's fault. That's my LBB. I hope you're as mad as I am about it. Bada Bing 15 from the forums. P.S. James, when you sing, I think you sound like Michael Stipe from R.E.M. Wow.
You know what? I think you should prove that, and I think you should sing this LBB story as Michael Stipe.
I got something better. I got something better. This week, I wrote a song. A kind of a recap song. And this is a surprise for both of you. You remember a couple shows back, I told you about the dream I had where I had an extra son.
Yes, I called Dream Dunder.
Yeah, Dream Dunder. I've changed it to Other Dunder because it flows off the tongue better. I'd like to share this song with you that I wrote about the Other Dunder. Here it goes. It's very rough. I dreamed about you the other night. I woke up sudden and I didn't feel right. I've got only one son, and that is all. But I dreamed you were living in the laundry room down the hall. Yeah, Other Dunder, you are on my heart and on my mind. I hope you find a way into my dreams again. I miss the way you mentioned that you, holy crap, I guess you talk. You're better than the one you mocked. I wish that you were real so I could say, I miss you. Other Dunder, I miss you. And though I know you were just a dream, though I have a son, I'd add you to the team. Do you have another mother and a dad, just like that little girl in the Buttons Four Eyes movie had? Other Dunder, you are on my heart and on my mind. I hope you find your way into my dreams again. I miss the way you mentioned that you, holy crap, I guess you talked. You're better than the one you mock. I wish that you were real so I could say, I miss you. Oh, the dunder, I miss you. Oh, the dunder, I miss you. Oh, the dunder, I miss you. You make me wonder, why doesn't my son have you for a brother? Oh, the dunder, I miss you. You make me wonder, why doesn't my son have you for a brother? Oh, the dunder, I miss you. You make me wonder, why doesn't my son have you for a brother?
Why doesn't my son have you?
Oh, the dunder, I miss you. Oh, the dunder, I miss you. Okay, so I get done recording this, and I sing with my eyes closed, as everybody is supposed to.
Right.
That's how you sing with your eyes closed. And I open my eyes from recording the last part, and my daughter is standing in the hallway looking at me with this sad face, and she goes, "Do you miss the dunder?" It was a sad face, but she was kind of looking like, "You're insane because he's right upstairs." And so I had to explain to her. And my wife's all mad because she's like, "You're going to have her thinking that she's missing out on something."
She is. She's missing out on other dunder. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Oh gosh, I'm glad you liked it. I'm assuming you did. So
yeah, no, awful. Don't ever play it again.
I know it had nothing to do with Canada, but you know.
Well, you know what's funny about it is you said "Holy crap!" I've never heard a song with "Holy crap," in
especially
it.
A sad, slow song.
Okay, I'm all right now.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Where are we at? We're still doing this. Here we go.
Who, me? Who, me?
All right, middle school drama. My name is Case, not Cody. You are one of the many people who fail to call me by my name. People call me Cody, Chase, and Casey. Rarely does anyone get my name right. What is your malfunction? This is written directly to me from from Case Cody. His name is Case Cody, and I made the mistake of thinking that his last name was Case. Okay? There's this dude at my church. His name is Jackson Charles. Same crap. I'm like, "Your name is Charles." No, his last name is Charles. His first name is Jackson. How jacked up is that? So, Cody, don't be hating on the world. It's your mom's fault that she married a guy whose last name was Cody and then named you Case. Okay? It's not my fault. Just accept it, dude.
At least his first name isn't Justin. Justin.
Dude.
Case Cody.
Dude, did you ever know the Beach family back in the day?
Dude, I had a crush on a teacher whose last name was Beach.
Oh, really? Well, there was this whole family, evangelist dude, and his whole family, obviously their last name was Beach, but there was Sandy, was the wife, Dusty, Rocky was his name.
Dude, that sounds so familiar.
Yeah, they used to go to that church in Kingsland, but anyway, I thought that was, I didn't know if it trod the line between genius and the stupidest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life. So, Cody, there are people out there that, I mean, sorry, Case.
Oh, see,
Cody slits his wrists, you know, listening to the show. Anyway,
Case.
I have a story to tell you. Case has a story to tell. You know, the important thing about Case's name is that you spell it properly using uppercase. Anyway, I hate going to PE. Guess why? Because of the rope climbing. Now, because when the coaches have us play basketball, it turns out to be basketball mixed with wrestling and football. I understand, dude. I understand. Me and my brother always get tackled and pushed over by other people. Mainly my brother, though, because every time he would get the ball, he would get dogpiled. We would get out of PE sore and bruised. Case Cody Zombie Case. P.S. This has no grammatical or spelling errors. I checked 10 times. Do you have a reading problem? Do you have an attitude problem, Case Cody? Do you?
Cody sounds angry.
Yeah, he is. He's bitter.
Cody.
It's because he's a zombie.
He didn't even type in all caps. But I went through his stuff, and I found a grammatical error.
Really?
You don't, yeah, yeah. Me and my brother. Me and my brother.
Snap.
Supposed to be my brother and I. So you should have checked it 11 times, Case Cody. Cody Case. Zombie, zombie boy. Last name, first name, reverse boy. Now we love you, Cody. We love you, man. I mean that.
Case.
I love you, Case. Cody. I love you, Cody.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, Cody. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's your emails and voicemails and a little bit more love for Cody. Peace.
Hi, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to listen to Nobody's Listening.
Hey, Nobody's Listening. This is Eric and Rob from WBR Show. We just wanted you to know that
we're watching you
and listening.
And that's why your show's not called Nobody's Staring at Me Through My Window.
Because we are
stalkers.
Anyway, here's our promo.
I heard you want a free vacation. The radio station said I'm caller number two.
Caller number two. Really? That is great.
Then I found out where I got to go. Let's just say it wasn't a trip to Cancun.
Not a trip to Cancun. Then where is it?
It's Iran.
I ran away. That stinks.
Yes, Iran. I ran 4 nights, 5 days.
Sell them on eBay. For more like this, go to WBRShow.com.
.com.
Stalkers.
Hey everyone, my name is Michael Masick, and I am the host of a brand new podcast entitled The iPhone Spotlight. Some of y'all might remember me from my old podcast, The Weekly Murloc. Well, this show is completely different. Instead of talking about murlocs or gnomes, we will be discussing anything and everything iPhone and iPod Touch related. So please, come by today and check us out online at iPhoneSpotlight.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/iPhoneSpotlight.
ENV Mail.
Thank you for calling.
Yep. I wonder if Case ever watched the... Never mind. I had a joke and it totally was dumb, but
he bailed on your own joke. A long break.
Well, I just wonder if he has a personal Cody of Honor.
Other Dunder, holy crap, I miss you, Other Dunder.
Hey, James, Trevor, and Dave. I mean, James. Whoops, that's funny. I'm also a new listener and started and continued listening after seeing your podcast featured on iTunes. Well, hey, Darlene, thanks, bud.
Hey, wasn't stuck around.
Hey. I'm also another pagan. I love your movies. I love that joke, too. And while I am not too big on hugging trees, I also don't have a wand or an owl, unfortunately, I call myself more a polytheist. That means she worships polygons and Plato.
Or polyfill.
Yeah, the stuffing.
Or polyester.
Yeah, that's true. Or Pollyanna. She believes that Pollyanna is God. Holy crap, that's not too shabby. If you had to pick a god, and Buddha was one option, and Pollyanna, Haley Mills, was the other, I'd go with the pigtails every time.
You know what? I would have to as well.
Yeah, yeah.
She's hot.
Gosh.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying, if you got
a stare... you slice that, that's sick. Either you're talking about her as a youngin' or as an old lady now.
Well, she's a good-looking old lady.
Let's get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you and I combine?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Nothing could be greater. Say, hey, alligator. I could sing that entire song for you right now. Anyway, she's more of a polytheist. And, I'm one of those weirdos that love history, and I intend to read Nang Hammadi's Gnostic texts once I'm done with Herodias. Okay, awesome. I'm too stupid to read your email. I really don't mind the hallelujahs of the show. It just makes it more unique to you. Interesting story that happened recently while waiting for the bus. I was standing under a shady area by myself. Three girls happened to come my way, and they crossed the road and headed in my direction. They stood in front of me, and at first I thought, oh, crap, they're going to trip me and steal my bags. Instead, they asked me about me, where I came from, where I worked, and then offered to pray for me because they said I looked sad. And then I thought, well, with this recession, who isn't? And plus, the Play-Doh's really been letting her down lately. So,
you know. Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I get it.
Pollyanna's just not doing it in the spiritual sense. If I were someone else, I would have told them in Norwegian accent, I have news for you. I am not a Christian. But I said, sure. I said, sure, do we hold hands? And they laughed nervously, shocked that I was probably the first person that didn't shoo them away. Later, I noticed they were doing this all up and down the trail. One girl was almost nervous and putting her hands on my shoulder, and I told her not to worry. I wasn't going to burst into flames. I'm melting! The power of God! So I actually felt fantastic after that. I decided that the prayer should go to my mom. She really needs them more than me. I really don't have any funny stories worth sharing. Not that my life isn't one huge joke. I just can't recall stuff of idiocy that I could share on a clean podcast. However, I have a lot of scary stories. So if you ever decide to do a spooky podcast edition, I will send you a few stories. You can pick the one you like best. Hugs and coffee mugs, Darlene from California. Well, Darlene, we do every year. We try to do a spooky episode around Halloween where we talk about our times you've had the crap scared out of you. So that would be awesome. That would be awesome. And I hope you find your way on your journey. I do. Every one of us are in a different place. And I hope you get where you're going.
I'm in Canada.
Yeah.
Headed to Canada.
Hey, let's break it up a little bit. Let's do this email or voicemail from Cole.
Hey guys, this is Cole from Illinois. I've been listening to you guys for about a week and love your guys' show. But I got a story. I just got done listening to your guys' Backfire episode. When I was like, I don't know, 6 or 7, I love fire, and I decided to set my sister, well, at least her hand, on fire.
Wow.
Because okay. I was what? Mad at her. And,
I hope Statue of Limitations
is right. By the time the fire got put out, she had second-degree burns on her hands.
And wow.
I got the worst spanking I've ever had.
That's called jail time.
And it was pretty funny at the time, but looking back now, I realize why she beats me up.
With a withered hand.
I mean, now she's a Marine. She's in Afghanistan, so I don't have to worry about her beating me up, but I know she will.
They call her the Claw.
Thanks, guys. Love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Dear God.
He burned his sister's hand off?
No, he just said he burned it, second-degree burns, but this is funny life stories.
I'm going to cry.
Now she's in Afghanistan. I must go away from my homeland and get away from my brother. So
I am scarred and disfigured. I must go and hide.
They call her Lobster
Other
Claw.
Other Thunder.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Let's do something to recover from Cole's email. her voicemail. Oh, this. Okay. Remember a few shows back, we had the guy call in or write in, tell the story about the guy, the grossest story ever about the poop in the hood, the poop hood story.
Yes.
Okay. Here's his response.
Hey, it's Jason from Western Pennsylvania once again. Don't worry. No disgusting story this time, but I just wanted to say thanks for playing my story. Yes, it is true. And the crazy thing about it is I'm a part-time youth pastor. And I've been trying for 8 years to figure out how I can use that story in an illustration. And I haven't made the leap yet to be able to do it, but I thought it might be pretty impactful. But I'm humbled right now just knowing that I stopped the podcast.
Stop my heart.
And, wow.
Stop my digestion.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jason. Going on record as the best, grossest story ever on the show.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Oh, Lord.
You know, if I sit and think about it long enough, maybe I can help him with an illustration.
Yeah, I've been trying to think, too. There's got to be a way to do it. You know, if you mess around with that devil, hey, he'll poop in your hood.
I don't know if you remember this, but I called you and Trevor a hood crapper a while back. I just Twittered it.
Oh my gosh.
I just thought it would be a fun name, hood crapper.
Hood crapper.
Hey, what's all them hood crappers out there doing? Crazy hood crappers.
Whippersnappers. Sounds like and whippersnappers and hood crappers.
Now I've got the lesson. See, it's all about you're reaping what you sow. You see, if you dispense crap out, eventually you will wear it back upon yourself.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
I cannot get a witness.
You reap what you sow. Be sure your sin will find you out, fool.
What you do in secret's gonna find you in the night.
You may think you have disposed of it, but you have not. It will follow you.
That's right. Oh, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Oh, man. That's a good one, Trevor.
Good on you. Dang, a former pastor and an active pastor can't figure nothing out, and the freaking heathen comes up with the most spiritually inspired story of our millennium.
I prefer penguin.
I'm a polyanatheist. Thank you.
I'm a philanthropist. Sorry.
I'm a monotheist. I believe that sickness is the only way to heaven. So the kissing disease is the only way.
I had it, so I guess I'm good to go.
I'm saved. I am. Let's do one more and get out of here. This has been too much fun. One summer day, me and my friend were bored, and so we went to go fishing. Because if you're going to be bored, you might as well be doing something.
That's equally as boring.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't have any bait, so I gave him one of mine. I have fake bait. I just have some bricks, pretty much.
It's actually make-believe. It's in my head.
Fake bait. I gave I'm a bait atheist. I don't believe there's any real bait.
All bait's fake.
I gave him my best bait, and we were both cast off, and apparently his line snapped, which is weird because it's fishing line, it's not supposed to snap. So he went to get his fishing line. He had a bobber, so we knew where it was. So he goes the other side of the lake, and out of nowhere, this deranged goose comes out and starts attacking him.
I hate geese.
I do too, man. They are evil. He wasn't covering his head, so he was getting slapped by wings and pecked on the head. Me being my stupid self, I run over to scare the goose away from my friend. Then another goose comes out of nowhere. In my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there's two of them. That's like Jurassic Park 3, where there's two T-Rexes. No, where there's two T-Rexes, man, where they got one of them and a second one shows up, and they're like, oh man. I wanted to run, but instead I just curl up in a ball covering my head, and my back is getting hit by this crazy goose. If you've ever been attacked by a goose, it hurts very bad. The goose kept on hitting me, which felt like forever. And finally, the neighbor that lived in front of the lake came out and lured the geese away from me and my friend. So the neighbor told him to my friend, go away. And I tried to say thanks, but apparently the wind was knocked out of me. And a very raspy voice said, thanks. And then another neighbor asked me if I was okay. In the same weak voice, I said, yeah. You know, my back looked like the stripes of Jesus, but yeah, I'm fine. Fine. Then me and my friend, we limp home, and I was stuck on the couch for a week, and I've never gone fishing since then. And now I'm afraid of geese. Andrew, did you have fun fishing? No.
Andrew.
It was exciting, though.
I got lots of bites.
Did you get any nibbles? Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, crazy geese. Those things are nuts, man. Hey. Never mind. That was the last episode.
I had a honking good time.
That was the last episode.
I was thinking maybe you could tell us about Canadian geese, but that was last week. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Canada's not relevant this week.
That was a long time ago, people. Well, anyway, it's time for us to get out of here. It is time for us to go. Thank you, John and Trevor, for joining us again this week. And check us out online, InnoCast.com, for forums and all that good stuff. The lady's going to talk about it later, but if you haven't given us an iTunes review, then you owe us. You know, you just do. So go over there and do it. But thanks to everyone who contributes to the show. Thanks, Carrillo and Dean. Thanks, go to my PC. Thanks to our sponsors, Rob Govers, for our theme music, Spouses, and for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. And remember, if you're telling funny life stories, tell it like nobody's listening, okay? Great. Do that.
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, webcomics, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
I dreamed about you the other night. I woke up sudden and I didn't feel right. I've got only one son and that is all. But I dreamed you were living in the laundry room down the hall. Yeah, the laundry, you were on my heart and on my mind. Hope you find a way into my dreams again. I miss the way you mentioned that you, holy crap, I guess you talked. You're better than the one you mocked. I wish that you were real so I could say I miss you. Of a dunder, I miss you. And though I know you were just a dream, though I have a son, I'd add you to the team. Do you have another mother and a dad? Just like that little girl in the Buttons Four Eyes movie had. Other Donder, you are on my heart and on my mind. I hope you find your way into my dreams again. I miss the way you mentioned that you, holy crap, I guess you talked. You're better than the one you mock. I wish that you were real so I could say I miss you. Of the dunder, I miss you. Of the dunder, I miss you. Of the dunder, I miss you. You make me wonder, why doesn't my son have you for a brother? Of the dunder, I miss you. You make me wonder, why doesn't my son have you for a brother? Oh, the dunder, I miss you. You make me wonder, why doesn't my son have you for a brother?
Why doesn't my son have you?
Oh, the dunder, I miss you. Oh, the dunder, I miss you.